ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے، ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے، سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے، سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے، کوے تو نہیں ہو کہ ہو مرغوب غلاظت، کوے تو نہیں ہو کہ ہو مرغوب غلاظت، کوے تو نہیں ہو کہ ہو مرغوب غلاظت، تم ہنس ہو موتی کی غذا کیوں نہیں لیتے، تم ہنس ہو موتی کی غذا کیوں نہیں لیتے، ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے، ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے، سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے،
ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے، سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے. If you are going to lower your gaze from haram on the streets, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the sweetness of iman in your heart. So he says, why don't you want to take the sweetness of iman in your heart? Which Muslim will not be desirous of the sweetness and the halawat of iman in his heart? And this sweetness of iman, this halawat of iman, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the person halawat of iman. So we believe in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. And not only that, millions of people around the world, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam up till now, when they took that pain upon their hearts of restraining their gazes from haram, of lowering the gaze, accidental first gaze is maaf. But it must not be like that person who said that first accidental gaze is maaf. So he said, well then, I will raise my gaze and then keep it for a long, long while. It will be the first gaze. Accidental, but it will prolong the first gaze. So then he is fooling himself. So he says, why don't you take the sweetness of iman in your heart? Lower your gaze from haram, and you'll get halawat of iman. But as I have mentioned many times, that we want to lower our gaze one time, two times, and then we want to taste the saliva of our own mouths and see if sweetness came. So this sweetness of iman Allah Ta'ala will give in the heart. And our Hazrat has given many times that example of the sugar cane. That sugar cane is what? It is bamboo stick. Who is the one that puts sweetness into sugar cane? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who puts sweetness into sugar cane. Into stick, Allah Ta'ala puts sweetness. Look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. All our mitais, our barfis, our coffees and teas and sweets and chocolates and everything is sweetened with sugar. And who is it that is putting that sweetness of sugar in the sugar cane? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise in the sand there is no sugar there. I always say that if there was sugar in the sand, then people would have just gone to those plantations where sugar cane normally grows, and they don't plant anything. Just take the sand and go to the mill and say, convert it to sugar and give it to us. So it is Allah Ta'ala who is putting the sweetness into that sugar cane. So that Allah who can put sweetness into stick, cannot He put sweetness into flesh? But of course that sweetness is not going to be like that sugarcane sweetness. The sweetness of iman is something else. When the person will get that sweetness, then he will throw away the bitter sins. The bitterness of sins then he will experience and he will throw it away out of his lives. Because now he will taste the sweetness of iman, so then sins will taste bitter. Again that example comes to mind that in India we saw Hakims that if a snake bites someone, then in many cases that person cannot taste bitterness. Everything tastes sweet to that person. Certain snakes, when they bite, then everything tastes sweet. Bitter thing also tastes sweet. So they keep on giving some kind of medication. And they keep on giving something bitter. And they keep on asking the patient that what is it tasting like now. When the patient says that now it is tasting bitter, then they say now you are better. So what I say is that when the bitter begins to taste bitter, then the patient is now better. So when the sins begin to taste bitter in our lives, at present taste of sins is sweet. If it was not tasting sweet, then why are we indulging in sin so much? You ask anyone who's going to the rave club, discos, cinemas, theatres, adultery, fornication, and all the other haram porn sites on the internet and music, and ask that person, is there enjoyment or is there bitterness? What will that person tell you if he's honest and truthful? Tell him, take qasam and tell you what is the taste of those sins. He will say, very sweet. And if he says it's not sweet, then he's speaking a lie. Because if it was not sweet, why must he go and commit those sins? So when the sins begin to taste bitter, for a Muslim, when the sins begin to taste bitter, then we know that that patient is now better. But if sins taste sweet, then we must know this person is very, very sick. The person is very, very sick if sins are tasting sweet. But sometimes the patient does not recognize or realize that he is sick. Sometimes a person is sick and is very sick. But he does not want to have himself checked up. He does not want to undergo any kind of treatment, scan, x-ray, nothing. Anybody asks him, he says, no, I am very well. But he is sick. So that's what happens, that the person who is committing sins, he is sick. You must pity the person. So when to the Muslim and to the mu'min, when sins begin to taste bitter, then we say that now this person is better. So he says, Iman ki halawat kyun nahi lete? Why don't you want to take the sweetness of Iman? Is it such a difficult thing that you lowering of the gaze from haram? Yes, definitely the taqaza of the nafs, the desire of the nafs will be, watch, keep looking. Keep burning your heart. That's the qaza of the nafs. If nafs is not going to make that kind of taqaza, it's not nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. So the nafs will say that, look here, look there, look there. But at that time the person says, no, I am going to lower my gaze and do a deal, a bargain with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, the pain is very, very severe. The test for an ashiq mizaj like myself is very severe. I can't seem to lower my gaze. However, Ya Allah, I'm lowering my gaze and I want from you the sweetness of Iman in my heart. And then see what Allah Ta'ala gives. Others, we are traveling all the time. So we are faced at the airports and everywhere in bazaars, supermarkets, anywhere that you go. Test will be there. So that is what he says in that poetry, that by lowering your gaze you will get sweetness of Iman, so why don't you take that?
Iman ki halawat ka maza kyun nahi lete, sadkon pe nigahon ko jhuka kyun nahi lete, karte ho maasi ke marz ko nazarandaz, karte ho maasi ke marz ko nazar andaaz, ruhani tabibon se dawa kyun nahi lete, ruhani tabibon se dawa kyun nahi lete. ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے کرتے ہو معاصی کے مرض کو نظر انداز کرتے ہو معاصی کے مرض کو نظر انداز، روحانی طبیبوں سے دوا کیوں نہیں لیتے؟
Exactly what I was saying earlier on, that this is a sickness, it is an illness, it is a disease, it is a marz, it's a sickness. So he says, why are you ignoring this sickness? Why are you negligent? Why are you indifferent to this sickness? Any other sickness in your body, straight away you run to some doctor, some hakim, some tabib, and you want some prescription. Then this is also a sickness. Sins are also sort of a disease. So why don't you go and take some prescription from the ruhani tabibs, from those who are spiritual doctors? And I'm not referring to those spiritual doctors who give you tawizes for everything. Nowadays they advertise spiritual doctors. If your heart is broken, they give tawiz for sins. If somebody has been disappointed by his beloved, then they say they got tawizes for that too, and for everything. So the spiritual doctors, we are talking about the Ahlullah, the people of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the walis, the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the ruhani tabib, those who have specialized in this field, then why don't you go and take prescription from them? That I'm trying but I'm failing, what must I do, what must I read, or how must I punish my nafs? How much must I punish my nafs? If we try to do it ourselves, sometimes we may overdo it. Or sometimes we may underdo it. Sometimes the egg is overboiled. And sometimes it is underboiled. So you have to go to the ruhani tabib, then he is going to x-ray, he is going to scan, he is going to question you, he is going to ask you certain questions. And then he will give you a prescription. And then that will be beneficial, inshallah. But first you must treat it as a marz, as a sickness. So it's a masiyat, why do you ignore that as a marz? Agar jism tera zara ho alil, hakeemo ki sunta hai tu bedaleel. Agar jism tera zara ho alil, hakeemo ki sunta hai tu bedaleel. دوا تلخ سے تلخ پیتا ہے تو، دوا تلخ سے تلخ پیتا ہے تو، خوشامت طبیبوں کی کرتا ہے تو. If your body aches, some pain, some sickness, some disease, اگر جسم تیرا ذرا ہو علیل، حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل. You don't even ask the حکیم صاحب that this prescription that you are giving, is it the right prescription? What are the ingredients? What are the... which Hakim Saab first came up with this prescription and all the details of that prescription, you don't ask him anything. If you are confident that he is a Hakim of repute, a doctor of repute, then you accept his prescription and you go ahead with the medication. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. Most bitter medicine also, the person will drink it if he's got malaria. Quinine is very, very bitter. When we were traveling on boat those days, India, lots of people used to get malaria. So we were given those tablets, very bitter, or that medication. But the person will take it if he is concerned about his sickness, his illness, he wants to get cured. خوشامت طبیبوں کی کرتا ہے تو. You chase after those hakims, you chase after those doctors, you chase after those specialists, you chase after those surgeons. Please give me an appointment, I don't want to delay. If I'm going to delay, probably it's going to get worse. So why don't you do the same thing when it comes to your spiritual problems?
ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے؟ سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے؟ ہر بے کس و مجبور کی کرتے ہو خوش آمد، ہر بے کس و مجبور کی کرتے ہو خوش آمد، ایک صاحب قدرت کو منع کیوں نہیں لیتے؟ ایک صاحب قدرت کو منع کیوں نہیں لیتے؟
Everyone who is helpless, who is majboor, he's got nothing in his control, nothing in his power, he's absolutely useless, toothless, spineless, gutless. But we go and beg them. We bow down before them. We submit ourselves before them. We look at the superpower and think there must be some greatness in that power. Bowing down before everything in which we see some kind of power, whereas they are absolutely useless. Why don't you make one Allah happy who's got all the qudrat, all the power, all the might, all the strength, all the authority? Make one Allah happy. How long are we going to make everybody happy but displease one Allah? How long? In everything we are concerned, family must be happy, children must be happy, parents must be happy, society must be happy, nation must be happy, government must be happy, everybody must be happy. But is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala happy with us? So why don't you please one Allah? Allah ta'ala ko manalo, Allah ta'ala ko razi kar lo, Allah ta'ala ke samne jhuk jao. اپنا دل سجدے میں رکھ کر خدا کے سامنے رو رو کے مانگ لو اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر پلیز ون اللہ تبارک و تعالی
ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے سرکار کی صورت سے اگر پیار ہے تم کو سرکار کی صورت سے اگر پیار ہے تم کو سرکار کی صورت سے اگر پیار ہے تم کو رخسار پہ سنت کو سجا کیوں نہیں لیتے رخسار پہ سنت کو سجا کیوں نہیں لیتے
If you really love the surat of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم my dear brothers if only Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام was sitting here amongst us Just picture ourselves sitting in a majlis in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting. Will any Muslim with the least bit of iman have the himmat and courage to sit in front of him with a shaven beard? So if you love the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then why don't you decorate your face, adorn yourself with the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on your face? So that on Qiyamah Day at least you can say, Tere mehboob ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aya hoon. Ya Allah, I've only come with my output surat. Make it the haqeeqat. We have never claimed and we don't claim that people who have got beards are all very pious, very holy, very God-fearing, muttaqi, all jannati. We are not saying that. One person mentioned just yesterday in one of the towns where I was last night, we were having some discussion and he says, I went into one restaurant and there was a Muslim there, he had a beard and I made salam, he did not reply. So I explained to him, sometimes he might not have heard your salam or find some excuse for him. He says, no, the people without beard are better. So I said, no, both people have got their own faults. If the person heard your salam and he did not reply, then that is one mistake. And not keeping a beard is another mistake. So two wrongs won't make a right. What we say is that keep the beard too and bring the etiquette and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your life. Just the beard does not make you holy, pious and righteous. But the beard didn't commit the theft, the beard didn't commit zina, the beard didn't commit adultery, or any other kind of sin. What sin did the beard do? So keep the beard also, keep your outward also, and put the inside also right. Do both things. But don't say that because people, some people who have got beard are committing sins, so therefore why should we keep beard? So if that's the case, some people who are committing sins have also got teeth, so take your teeth out. And some people who are committing sins also wear glasses. So if you are using glasses, throw it out. And so how many people in suit and boot are committing sins? So don't wear suit, boot also. They are committing more sins. So let us bring the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota. To phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. You think Allah Ta'ala would have given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the hukam to keep beard if it was going to cause Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's appearance to look bad, ugly. However, we don't say that keep 1 meter long beard, one fist, after that trim it, put oil, comb it, look neat and nice. As long as you stay away from all vice.
ایماں کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے کیوں مسٹر و ملا کے ہما بین میرے دوست کیوں مسٹر و ملا کے ہما بین میرے دوست کیوں مسٹر و ملا کے ہما بین میرے دوست داڑھی کو تم ایک مشت بڑھا کیوں نہیں لیتے داڑھی کو تم ایک مشت بڑھا کیوں نہیں لیتے
This is why do you want to be a little bit of mullah and a little bit of mister? Then you want to look a little bit of Maulana Saab too, and a little bit of Mr. Saab too. And you don't want to keep one fist length, but you have a little bit of beard, so that if you go in a majlis where people with beard are sitting, then you pass as a person of beard. And when you go into the majlis of Mr. Modernist, who is clean shaven, then there you pass as a person who is also in his company. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. Na illa allazi, na ulla allazi. Neither this side nor that side. So keep one fist.
ایماں کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے کہتے ہو مرض کبر کا جب تم میں نہیں پھر کہتے ہو مرض کبر کا جب تم میں نہیں پھر شلوار کو ٹخنے سے اٹھا کیوں نہیں لیتے
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام you know how much of emphasis he has placed on keeping our pants, our garments above the ankles when we are standing. But when your person is bending or when he's lying down or when he's sitting, then it can be below the ankle, that is no problem. But when the person is standing, then at that time, look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which you have heard so many times from our mashayikh. How much of emphasis has been placed? That part which flows beneath the ankle is going to burn in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at the person with nazar of rahmat. So many things we listen. So he said, at that time, the person, when he is confronted by somebody with these ahadis, with these teachings of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then what does he say? I don't do it out of pride. He says, I don't do it out of pride. I got no pride in me. So if you got no pride in you, then why don't you raise it? So the person who is saying, I've got no pride, he's got pride. That's why he's doing it. Otherwise, he won't claim that. If you have to ask all those people that are allowing it to flow beneath the ankles, what is the benefit of such an action? What is the benefit? Does it help in income? Or does the receiver of revenue give some discount in the income tax because the person purchased a little bit of extra material, so he helped the economy of the country, so he's going to get some additional rebate? Does anything like that happen? No benefit at all. No worldly benefit and no benefit in the akhirat. In fact, azab in the akhirat and azab in this world too, because Allah Ta'ala's nigah of rahmat is not on that person. It's not only for namaz that we come. Namaz, we fold our pants. As soon as namaz is finished again, we put it down. For some people, they were healthy, they made the garment fit their size, and after that, due to dieting or some exercise or some sickness, the stomach went in and now the pant went beneath the ankle. And that is exception, it's excuse. But when the person goes to the tailor and he says that, make my pant, the size must be below the ankle, then it shows that he's openly defying the hukam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And open rebellion is something that brings the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person is all the time, 24 hours of the day, as long as he's wearing it, he's defying and challenging. So if you say you've got no pride, then put it up. It'll be neat also. It won't drag. It won't become dirty. It won't assist the municipality in the sweeping of the streets free of charge, because they won't pay. And no pension too you get if you do so for 60 years. This one I...
ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزا کیوں نہیں لیتے سڑکوں پہ نگاہوں کو جھکا کیوں نہیں لیتے کب تک تم اٹھاؤ گے یہ غیرت کا جنازہ کب تک تم اٹھاؤ گے یہ غیرت کا جنازہ کب تک تم اٹھاؤ گے یہ غیرت کا جنازہ ٹی وی کا جنازہ ہی اٹھا کیوں نہیں لیتے ٹی وی کا جنازہ ہی اٹھا کیوں نہیں لیتے
Why don't you throw the TV out of your life? You say, how long are you going to carry the janazah of all the sunnats and teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and ghairat on your shoulders? You are throwing out of your life sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the wajibat, the farais, teachings of Allah and teachings of the Quran and the sunnah. Every day we are taking out the janazas from our lives, from our homes, from our businesses. Janazas are coming out every day. If a person has got sight, he's got basirat, he's got heart with which he can see, then to him it will definitely appear like the janazas are coming out of the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From our lives and from our homes. When the person is missing his salat, then a janazah has come out. When the person is not giving zakat, janazahs have come out. He's not fasting, janazah. When the person is speaking lies, janazah. When the person is violating this, any hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is throwing out, is taking out the janazah of that from his life. So instead of all that, why don't you throw that janazah of TV away? Make it like a janazah and throw it out. Go and bury it. Because it is bringing behayai, behsharmi, indecency, immorality, obscenity, all kinds of vices and evils. It's a box of snakes. If one snake doesn't bite, another one will bite. If the person didn't get caught by one picture, another one will catch him. If he didn't get caught with one film, another film will catch him. If he didn't get caught with one pretty presenter, another pretty presenter will catch him. It's a box of janazah, snakes. So rather take the janazah of that out. It is like a small janazah to take it and throw it away. And then see how much of sukoon comes into the life. Those people who have got rid of it, they found such kind of happiness. Provided, of course, they are doing the other things also which has to be done. It's not that just get rid of TV and after that carry on. No salat, no zakat, no hajj, and we're waiting for sukoon. It's a package. These days we talk about package deal. Everything package deal. Accommodation, food, transport, ziyarat, everything provided. The only thing the agent doesn't do for you is ibadat. He does everything else for you. Ibadat, he leaves it for you. He says, that you do. Everything else will do for you. So we talk about package deals. So this is also a package. So take that janaza out.
داغ جو سیاں کے اثر دامن دل پر ہے داغ جو سیاں کے اثر دامن دل پر اشکوں کے سمندر میں نہا کیوں نہیں لیتے ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ کیوں نہیں لیتے ہیں داغ جو سیاں کے اثر دامن دل پر ہیں داغ جو سیاں کے اثر دامن دل پر اشکوں کے سمندر میں نہا کیوں نہیں لیتے
If you got some impurity on your body, then you go and dive into the ocean, everything gets washed away. So he said, this effect of sins which has come onto your heart, why don't you dive in the ocean of tears of nadamat, so that it may get washed, so that your heart gets washed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal, the light of. What time is Isha? I was out of town for some time, so no change in Isha Salah. What time? Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو کھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ Illallahu illallah 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 illallahu
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او مي رحيم الله او مي كريم الله O my forgiving Allah, O my most caring Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, O my most beloved Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. My Allah, we sinful servants of yours are raising our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are not raising them before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We are raising our hands before you, O my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, this very moment you are seeing us, you are listening to us. You even know the thoughts that are crossing in our minds of shame, of nadamat. Very Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, every sin that we have committed, we are ashamed. We are not justifying our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande tere. We are your slaves, O my Allah. Where do we go? O my Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, but we are your slaves. Ya Allah, whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, everywhere it's your kingdom. Ya Allah, we cannot escape your sight and your might. O my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you with repentance. And you dearly love those who turn towards you with repentance. O my beloved Allah, you love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, you have kept so much of occasions for tawbah, so much of occasions for dua. If it had not been your desire to forgive, you would not have given us the opportunities of tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, the very fact that you have given us so much of opportunities for tawbah, it is a clear indication that you wish to forgive. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heaven, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the breath that people inhale and the breath that they exhale. Ya Allah, then too, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of entire mankind. Ah, Mere Allah, we are seeking from you, O my Allah. We are not seeking from human beings. Human beings become angry and displeased if we have to repeatedly beg of them. Ya Allah, you become extremely pleased if we beg of you. Mere Allah, aaj hame maaf farma de. Mere pyare Allah, humare liye tere rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and forgiveness. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. Ya Allah, don't turn away your nigah of rahmat and mercy because of our sins. Ya Allah, for if you decide to cease, then the mighty powers of the world cannot do anything. Ya Allah, the tidal waves have brought such destruction, such havoc in so many parts of the world. Ya Allah, those who have lost their lives, those believers who have lost their lives, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless them with the highest abode in Jannah. It is a form of shahadat they have received. And Ya Allah, those whom they have left behind, their kith and kin, their family members, bless them with sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azim. And Ya Allah, remove the difficulty, the hardship and the problems of all others who have suffered. But Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to take lessons from the disaster. Ya Allah, the mighty powers of the world could not come to their assistance when you unleash your azab. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering around the globe. But oh Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. We are making tawbah on our own behalf and on the behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the faults, the weaknesses of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly loved his ummah. Ya Allah, how much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummah. He was stoned in Taif, his shoe Mubarak became filled with his blood. Ya Allah, the angels too must have wept at the sight of your beloved Nabi. Ha, by Allah, but for the sake of the ummah, his blood flowed. In Uhud he was stoned, his teeth were shattered, he falls down unconscious. How many times, oh my beloved Allah, he was troubled, he was tortured, he was persecuted. Oh my beloved Allah, but he stands whole night in prayer for the ummah. Ya Allah, that ummah today is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Ya Allah, we know that we as the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are today the cause of his pain and his suffering. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, and the nasara, and the munafiqeen, they troubled him. Ya Allah, our sins, our evil actions and deeds, our indulgences, all kinds of vices and evils. Ya Allah, adultery, fornication, drugs, wine, prostitute quarters, cinemas, discos, theatres. Ya my Allah, which sin is there that we are not committing these days? Few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, the worst of films can be seen in those hotels. Ya Allah, few meters away, and no more few meters away, right at the Kaaba Sharif, Ya Allah, music can be heard on our cell phones. Ya Allah, at the Rosa Mubarak, pop music can be heard on our cell phones, my Allah. What pain we must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Suno main naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our interests in life have changed. Ya Allah, our zawq and our shauq have changed. Ya Allah, sins have become pleasant. Sins have become enjoyable. Sins are tasting sweet. Ya Allah, our happiness lies in the commission of sins. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'i, Taba-Tabi'i, the Awliya of the Ummat, they make ibadat and they cry that we haven't been able to do justice to that ibadat. Ya Allah, we commit sins and we laugh. We commit sins and we brag about our sins. We commit sins and we advertise our sins. We propagate our sins. Ha, by Allah. We are ashamed. We are ashamed, by Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Plant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Ya Allah, you have given man the technology to transplant hearts. We are seeking from you transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals or in homes or wherever they may be, Ya Allah,
cure them of all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Oh my beloved Allah, do not test us in this world. Do not test us in the power. Do not test us in the akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to test us, we will fail the test. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ay Allah, hum bahut hi kamzor hai. Make us yours with your power of jazb, oh my Allah. Make us yours with your power of jazb. Draw us towards you. Make us yours. Make a decision to make us yours. Oh Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, palak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you are ours, everything will be ours. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort. Our families will be ours. The society will be ours. Oh my beloved Allah, everything will work in our favor. But if you are not ours, then nothing will work in our favor. The winds will work against us. The earth will work against us. The rains will work against us. Ya Allah, everything will work against us. Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Ay, very Allah, give us such muhabbat of yours, such muhabbat of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us such a bond with you, my Allah, that we get the taste and the enjoyment of the bond every minute of our life. Ay Allah, such enjoyment we get in our hearts, such sweetness of iman and sweetness of that bond, that Ya Allah, we distance ourselves from everything that is sinful, everything that is haram, everything that is forbidden. May Allah bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with your marifah. Bless us, oh my Allah, with trust and faith in you. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the entire mankind is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, those who have got no iman and Islam, bless them with iman and Islam. Bless them with hidayat. Bless them, oh my Allah, with the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. Ya Allah, make them also worthy of entry into Jannah. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, arrogant, and they have made up their minds that they will continue with the oppression and tyranny, and they will continue with the persecution and torture of the Muslim Ummah, and they will continue bombarding and raining their missiles and bulldozing their homes, then, my Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send the gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send the cyclones against them. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. You are the same powerful Almighty Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq at the time of Fateh Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Mere Allah, ummat ki halat ko badal de. Ya Allah, it's not difficult for you. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they came from the background of kufr, of shirk, of nifaq. But Ya Allah, when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they reached the stage of radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. What is it difficult for you, my Allah, to change the halat and the conditions? Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Jitne darul ulum chal rahe, sab ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, jo bhi talaba pad rahe hai, jo hifz kar rahe hai, Ya Allah, make them hafiz jayyid. Ya Allah, bless them with the tawfiq of memorizing the Quran, reading the Quran Sharif and propagating the message of the Quran Sharif, making amal on the Quran Sharif. Those who are becoming alims, oh my beloved Allah, give them ilm and nafi'. Make them, ay Allah, alim ba amal. Ya Allah, take the khidmat of deen from them with ikhlas. Ya Allah, tamam idaro ki mehnato ko qabool farma. Whosoever is assisting in whichever field, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia, Ya Allah, accept the khidmat of everyone. Bless each and every one with ikhlas in their amal. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Tere Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, these days. Ha, my Allah, young, fit, healthy people by the thousands, little children by the thousands are disappearing from the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, no warning does the angel of death give. Ya Allah, how many people have died in accidents, in killings, in earthquakes and in so many other ways. Ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death is going to strike without any warning. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filth on the television or on the internet or reading some filthy magazine or bottle of wine in our hands or popping drugs in our mouth or committing adultery or fornication or indulging in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, if the angel of death visits us, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. When our time for departure comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ila salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, our soul must leave our bodies and come dancing towards you. Ya Allah, let our janaza be in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us, that it be the best day of our lives. Where Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, when so many people have left for Hajj, how can we forget the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, all those who have gone for Hajj, give them Hajj maqbool, mabroor. Accept the tawaf, the ziyarat, the ibadat, the safa marwa, the mina, arafat, and muzdalifa. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with his glorious shining stars, the 120,000 odd companions. Ya Allah, each and every one of them a shining star. Each and every one of them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Rukne yabari chu karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. Under the mizab e rahmat, how much he cried. The du'as that he made in the Hatib, the du'as that he made at the Multazam, the du'as that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as on Safa and Marwa, the du'as in Mina, and the du'as in Arafat, and the du'as in Muzdalifah. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our brothers and sisters with that goodness. The entire ummah with their goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that were going to come until the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the protection that he sought, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.